Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show right here on CBS Sports Radio. I told you we would be talking to the champ. He is on the phone right now. This man has won four titles in four different divisions. He's one of the greatest fighters of all time. It's Roy Jones Jr. Champ, how you doing?
Doing great, my brother. How you feeling?
I'm great. It's good to be talking to you. You out here making all type of news during the pandemic. We know you and Mike Tyson are going to be taking each other on September 12th in Carson, California. How did y'all even get to this point of having a fight?
Well, people called me, said they wanted to talk, said Mike had some big plans coming out. They said they wanted to do it with somebody. They said they were trying to do it for other people, but every time they tried to do it with other people kept bringing boxing promoters and things to the scene. And they didn't want to do it with boxing promoters or people they want to use other people and get away from the boxing scene. So I said, well, that's fine. Let me know. They said, would you sign a letter of intent? I said, of course I will. I said, okay, let's do a letter of intent. Yours is kind of work. And then when we get back with you, we'll get into a long-term deal and we'll figure it out. I said, all right, well, let's make that happen. So I did it. 2 weeks later, they got back with a long-term deal, and now it's on.
All right, we see that it's on. It's going to go down September 12th in California. We got Roy Jones Jr. on the line, going to take on Mike Tyson in September. A few months ago, we had Evander Holyfield right here on the show, champ, and that was a few months ago. And we understood that Evander was getting ready for a fight as well. When did Mike Tyson's camp reach out to you? How long did this take to get together?
It took us about a month to make it happen, but it reached out to me about a month and a half ago. And at the time, like I said, when I got the call, Evander was supposed to be the actual opponent. But they said that with the way things were going, they liked Evander, but they didn't want to deal with boxing people. And they said to deal with him, I guess, they had to deal with boxing people, and they didn't want to do that. Would I be interested? I said, I'd be very interested.
Well, we went from very interested to seeing it take place. Roy Jones Jr. is on the line. Roy, champ, we know this is going to take place on pay-per-view. This is going to take place on Triller. We know we've been dealing with a pandemic. I spoke to Chael Sonnen at the end of last week. He was on the show. And we basically broke the news to Chael. And Chael's response was that this fight was all about money for you and Mike Tyson. Not necessarily charity, but all about money. What would be your response to Chael? I told him I'd tell you.
Yeah. First thing is, I mean, I don't know why people always have negative talk about anything, number one. But number two, I wanted to fight Mike Tyson. He's the only heavyweight I would have fought when I won the heavyweight title back in 2003. Mike Tyson is a legend in his own right and one of the biggest, most powerful names to ever come through heavyweight boxing. So I knew that he was the only heavyweight that I would take my chances against after I fought John Ruiz, because there was nobody else good to me, worthy of me fighting like that with that kind of reputation. Now, 20 years later, with the pandemic going on, nothing happening, people don't have no sports, people have nothing really to look at, why would I not still get in the ring with Mike Tyson if people want to see it? And there are way more positive people that want to see it than there are negative. So I don't really care what Chael Sonnen or nobody else says. Opportunity came, I'm taking advantage of it.
All right. Champ said it. He's taking advantage of it. Champ, we also heard from another legend. We're on the line right now with Roy Jones Jr. We know George Foreman. He won his heavyweight title at 45 years old. Roy, you're only 51 years old. Mike Tyson is 54. George said that he has slight concern for y'all two in the ring. What would you say to George if you haven't spoken to him as of yet?
George is like a father figure, so I understand George's concern. He's supposed to have concern for both of us, but George also knows that there are people that had concerns for his health when he did what he did, and it didn't stop him from doing what he did, so why would he think it would stop us from doing what we got to do?
All right. Roy Jones Jr. is on the line with us. Roy, can you give us a little insight as to the actual safety measures of the match? We've heard from the California State Athletic Commission that y'all will be fighting in 12-ounce gloves, and at the same time that there will be no headgear. Are both of those points accurate and correct?
Both of those points are accurate and correct, but 12-ounce gloves is not no different than 10-ounce gloves to me, especially when you fight somebody as big as Mike Tyson. So that does not have nothing to do with nothing.
All right, champ. Well, Mike hasn't fought since 2005. It's 15 years. You last fought 2 years ago. What are you honestly expecting when you get in the ring with Mike Tyson? We know muscle memory and skills, they don't necessarily go anywhere like that, even with age. What are you expecting going against Mike?
I'm expecting to see the same 3 to 4 round Mike Tyson that I would have saw in his heyday. As a matter of fact, maybe a little more dangerous, but not as fast on the feet. And that's why I got to take my advantage of that. His feet should not be nearly as fast as they were back then, but he will be just as powerful, if not even more powerful.
And yourself, you might have been action out of the ring for the past 2 years. I know you stay in shape. What are you doing differently over the next month and a half to prepare? Are you pretty much in shape as you want to be?
I'm in shape not as I want to be. I'm in pretty good shape. I'll still be working to get in better shape because I was in good shape but not fight shape. Now I got to get in fight shape. And to get in fight shape, you got to get these legs prepared because Mike is not a person you want to stand out toe-to-toe with for them first 3 rounds. You got to stay away from him at least 2 or 3 rounds because he's deadly all night, but he's even more deadly the first 2 or 3 rounds.
Yeah, we know Mike Tyson come through with that one-punch knockout. We're on the line with Roy Jones Jr., getting ready to take on Mike Tyson September 12th in Carson, California. You broke down some of the specifics of the fight. 12-ounce gloves, no headgear. This is going to be an exhibition fight. Unless somebody gets knocked out or can't continue, we're not necessarily going to see a winner. And the way you're describing it, the way you're talking about it, this sounds like more of a straight blood sport as opposed to an exhibition. How are you approaching it?
12-ounce gloves say nothing to me. 12-ounce and 10-ounce is 2 ounces apart. I mean, 154 to 147 is 2 ounces apart, 8-ounce to 10-ounce. That's just like a pro fight to me. And you're fighting Mike Tyson, the ever-dangerous Mike Tyson. That's a pro fight to me.
All right, Roy Jones Jr., you going with it with no problems, none at all. I got to ask you, Roy, with everything going on in the world, and this is outside the boxing ring, we saw what happened with the Miami Marlins today. We've seen what's happened with Major League Baseball. What are your concerns, if any, and what are some of the health protocols to keep you and Mike and everyone involved in putting this together safe in California, which has been a hotbed for COVID?
So we're doing all we can to keep a bubble, to keep people around us, the people that's around you, to stay around you, to make sure people take all the protocols to help us keep it down, keep our chances down. However, God's in control, and what's going to happen is going to happen. So do all you can, but that's all that you can do.
All right, Roy, let me ask you. I know you're a big basketball fan as well. You're known for throwing those hands, one of the greatest boxers of all times. What are your thoughts on the upcoming resumption of the NBA season in that bubble?
Well, seeing what happened with the Florida Mariners, they kind of gives you an idea of what you got to be ready for. There's nothing guaranteed, and you know that if there's a lot of interaction with people, it's then you're liable to see some people come catch the virus again. So it's something I want to look forward to, but I am real concerned about the health and safety of the athletes because that should be our first concern.
All right, Roy Jones Jr. is on the line with us. Roy, you went at it with Bernard Hopkins, and unfortunately over the weekend we learned about the passing of Nazim Richardson, his former trainer. What were your experiences, obviously, with Bernard, but also training to go against him with Nazim mentoring him along the way?
Nazim was always a very good guy, very smart guy. that who paid attention to everything that went on around them, are very knowledgeable boxing experts, and are guys that you love to see in action. So if not, then anybody got to a fight, then you need to get a fight on your hand. And this is the case every time we're burning on hot. So I look forward, I mean, I'm excited for the loss of our Nassim, but at the same time, Bernard is smart enough to understand that things like this have to happen and to push on. So my condolences goes out to his family and to Bernard.
All right, we've been chatting it up with one of the greatest fighters, one of the greatest boxers, one of the greatest people, one of my favorite people of all time, Roy Jones Jr. Roy, for anybody who's on the fence about checking out this fight between you and Mike Tyson on September 12th in California, what would you tell them to tune in for?
Tune in to see two of the greatest entertainers to ever grace a boxing ring go in the ring together. How can you not get nothing but the best of entertainment? You got two of the best former heavyweight champions of all time to go in the ring together to perform. And they are two of the most entertaining, exciting fighters you ever see. You can't miss it.
All right, you heard it from Roy Jones Jr. himself, one of the greatest of all time. Roy, I appreciate you taking the time to hop on. Where can people keep up with you and follow you online as you get ready for this fight?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.